everybody. Welcome back to the Covenant Eyes podcast. I am so glad that you're here. We are grateful to have all of the new listeners from 2024 joining us. It is March. It is Women's History Month. We are super excited about that. And honoring women this month, we really want to talk about issues that matter to women. So, Rob, we've got an amazing guest joining us from one of our longtime friends, Pure Desire Ministries. But before we dive into that, how are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent. Excited to hear from our guest today, for sure.
Great. Well, do you want to go ahead and get her introduced, and then we'll jump right in with both feet?
I do. Our guest today is Ashley Jamieson from Pure Desire. Ashley, she's the Associate Director of Women's Groups at Pure Desire. She provides leadership and training to churches throughout the world. She's a certified pastoral sex addiction professional, easy to say.
Yeah.
And also trained in multidimensional partner trauma model. So she's been instrumental in training new leaders to advance a message of hope and healing in the church community, been working with women and teens, and just a wonderful person to listen to, and just so wisdom. So Ashley, tell us a little bit more about yourself, what's going on, and then also bring us up to speed with Pure Desire and what's new there.
Sure. I've been on staff here at Pure Desire for over 8 years now, and contribute to content and creating safe groups for people to find healing, whether it's from their own sexual or relational struggles, or they're trying to find healing from betrayal because they've been in a relationship with somebody that has struggles. So anything groups, anything women, I usually have my hand in it. And not only do I do this professionally, but like many, I have my own story. Finding out that my husband had a sexual addiction in a past with prostitutes, really rocked my world, but it was one of those things that lots of people in a crazy way say it was one of the best things that happened to me because it changed our parenting. It changed our relationship. I have four children. My twins are now 20 years old, and way back when we were using Covenant Eyes with our boys, even though we didn't know what we were doing. Being a betrayed spouse and then also having my own history of sexual addiction and my own issues with relationship and sex just bring me kind of that well-rounded knowledge of I've been there, but I've also been doing this for a long time. So my heart is really to help any woman, anything to do with brokenness in your soul, your identity, sexuality, relationship, we are here to help. A couple of the resources that we have that I would want to highlight that are new this year are we will be releasing a workbook that's specifically geared toward college age single women. We have our Unraveled, which is managing love, sex, and relationships for women. And a lot of older women will go through that. And so we're putting something together that's a little shorter in length, maybe can line up with a school semester and stories that are from younger people, more current, you know, things, times change, social media changes. And then we did a big revision on our Betrayal and Beyond material. We no longer use a codependent model, but it's trauma-informed, partner-sensitive. And so we're really trying to help comfort and support and give validity to women that are coming to us saying that they've been really hurt and traumatized by their spouse's sexual acting out. So those are a couple of the new things. Oh, and then we have a women's podcast coming this year as well. And we want it to be very listener focused. So, as you guys know, you can put something out on a podcast a lot easier than you can revise a book. So if somebody has a question or challenge, or we're seeing a trend in issues or something that needs to be addressed, then we'll use that podcast to get that information out there.
That's incredible. You guys have been incredibly busy. Oh my goodness. Like that is a lot, but it's all so important. I'm really excited to hear more about your women's podcast because I think that's going to be really informative for women. It's a great short, you know, you said it's 10, 20 minutes long. It's going to be easy to get answers to your most pressing questions and learn on the go. I mean, you can listen to podcasts anywhere at the gym or when you're carting kids around. I mean, you might have to wear headphones. Maybe the conversations might be a little... conversations might not be appropriate, age appropriate. Well, Ashley, we love Pure Desire and what you guys do. You guys are one of our longest, you know, standing friends here at Covenant Eyes. So, you know, as we think about the lay of the land and what, you know, technology has really done to kind of change the landscape as it relates to sexual brokenness in general. How do you see that changing for women? Have you seen any new trends or anything different on how technology is impacting women, specifically as it relates to our sexual brokenness or our sexual identities?
Yeah, it's such a huge influence, because what I see with some women, a lot of same-sex attraction, because the female body is arousing. And so that can be confusing when we as a church are not talking about arousal and sexual questions. And so one of the things I want listeners for us to know on our podcast is that if you can think it, you can ask it. Nothing's off the table. If you are a Christian woman or non-Christian woman or whoever, and you have a question, we as a church, big church, need to be able to feel confident to answer those questions for people. And so, being sexually aroused by female images, all you have to do is open your phone to find half-clothed women, shopping apps, you're looking for a recipe. I mean, you literally cannot avoid it. And we used to try to prepare, using Covenant Eyes too, try to prepare people if they're exposed, or try to protect them from exposure. I don't think it's like that at all anymore. It is, when you're exposed, you're going to be exposed to sexual things 100%, homeschooled, not homeschooled, you will be exposed. And so really helping people understand that sometimes their physical reactions to something is not necessarily bad or sinful, that they may see something and that can be confusing. So then I have women coming to my group going, oh, I like women because I was turned on by something I saw. And I'm like, well, you know, I don't know. Let's dive into that. And then I have some women coming into my group saying, I look at sexual images on social media or porn so that I know how to prepare, what I need to be ready for to go into a relationship. And so, you know, young ladies and even adult women they're wanting education. And so one of the things that I teach my gals is, you entering into a relationship is the beginning of you getting to play around and discover, that we don't have to come in porn ready and have, you know, be watching this stuff to prepare. Some of my girls tell me that they use social media to body shame themselves. Like, food and sex overlap so much. Eating disorder and sexual issues overlap a lot for men and women, I think. But they will feel insecure about their body and have a hard time getting their diet and exercise under control. So they'll watch social media to kind of shame themselves into wanting to do better, which just messes up our psyche and our confidence and all kinds of things. So in every way you can possibly think of, social media has an impact on our sexuality and our identity and our confidence in ourselves.
That's so true. So true. Ashley, you know, with women in the church specifically, that are struggling with, you know, sexual addictions or pornography, often they're just not finding the help. So a lot of times they're struggling alone, really kind of in silence. What's your message to the church and to these young women that are really struggling in silence and can't find the help and the resources they need?
We need to see ourselves in other people, and we need to be talking about it. So we have to normalize the conversation, and we have to put the information out there that we are a safe place to come to. And so as a parent of four, whether it's been sexual curiosity, abuse, exposure, my kids' own struggles, we have to constantly be talking about what we went through at their age, or as a pastor or senior leadership, we need to be talking about real struggles so that people know, even if they're not dealing with it in the moment, they can come forward. If we tend to do the one talk, whether we're a parent or a church, we do the one series, the one talk. It doesn't work like that. My kids do not want to sit down and look at me eye to eye and have the talk. I need to constantly figure out, how can I continue to insert one of humanity's biggest struggles, our sexual identity and our marriage and the relationship between man and woman, is one of our largest struggles. So we need to constantly be thinking about how we can plug that in there. And if you, as a senior leadership or church team, don't have that history or experience, bring people in. You can bring people in from outside of your church and have them share testimony, have them say, this is a safe place to talk about these things. That by far, I've seen the churches do best when it's coming from the main stage. And that's, I mean, there's no other answer. Our stories have so much power and healing. So we have to be sharing them.
I think that's really good wisdom for the church members out there. You know, I think the thing that's been the most frustrating as an adult, I'm 46, well, I'm going to be 46 soon, really is that over the course of time, you know, it has been very difficult for women to discuss anything related to sexual brokenness and ask those questions, especially as a Christian. I think the younger generation is helping to peel away some of that mm-hmm. shame or whatever it is that's holding people back from these conversations, because I see a younger generation that openly will talk about sexuality. They will openly talk about pornography. They will openly talk about all of these issues. And as a church, I feel like some churches are equipped and ready, but most are not. They don't know what to do or how to respond to that, especially when it comes to women. You know, men and pornography use and things like that. That's kind of something that people have become aware of over the decades, but women, not so much. How do we change that dynamic?
Yeah, we need to get women talking. And so when I started speaking with Pure Desire, it was around 8 years ago. And our conference at that time, we tried to make it as neutral as possible, but we still didn't have a woman speaking from the stage saying, been there, done that. I'm that person. And even when I started doing that, I was terrified. I was all those same things that a pastor may think, well, if I talk about this, will it give permission for people? Because they know leadership has struggled. And so it's going to give them permission. Will I lose credibility as a speaker or as their chef, you know, as their pastor? Or will I make them stumble? You know, will talking about sexual things make people's mind go there? All of those are a possibility, honestly. But the 70% of people who are sitting in our pews or in our churches that are feeling alone, they're feeling ashamed, they're feeling hindered to do the work they should be doing because they feel like if anybody knew what I really have done, I thought that, they wouldn't want me part of this church. And at 16 years old, that's what put me back in the world and put me back out in kind of party land, because I thought, well, at least they know who I am. In church, I have to hide everything because I'm afraid that they'll know I've had sex before. They'll know I've made these mistakes. Had I heard a woman from the stage saying, you know, being a Christian and being in this world is hard, and we want to be here to help you navigate what it looks like to be both, to be a lover of Jesus and to still have to navigate temptation and struggles and different ways we might have got burned by other people. And so I really think we need to have women up there. And like I said, hire somebody. One of the biggest concerns I hear from churches is if we talk about it, then what if we have all these people come forward and then we don't know what to do? Great. Because right now they're all just sitting in the pews feeling alone, not, you know, knowing what to do. So at least we know what we're working with if we can bring it to the surface. And then that's what I do at Pure Desire, is I help churches say, okay, you have this many women and this many men. Let's make a plan going forward. And from what I've seen, it's far better to bring it to the surface and let people come forward and talk about it. I don't really see a lot of people struggling. I was so terrified after the first conference I did where I said I struggled with masturbation, struggled with sexual acting out with men, that all of the women in the audience that were there with their husbands were just going to send me hate mail. I was so convinced. And it was the complete opposite. Every conference I've always had men and their wives come up to me and say, thank you for sharing. This was my struggle. This was his struggle. I think we can get in our heads. And I do feel like that's a lie that the enemy tries to keep us quiet so that we're not talking about these things as a church.
Well, that's so true. I mean, the more open and transparent we are in the church is, it just opens up. Like you said, all those people who are struggling in silence and needs help, that just really just opens that door. Ashley, especially with the younger generation of women, obviously technology is a big part of their lives now. Social media is changed over the last 5-10 years. You know, what's your message, or how do you help the younger women navigate those social issues that often are kind of leading them to some of these struggles in that area?
Yeah, I mean, as a teen that struggled, and then as a mom who has 20-year-olds, I want to say, okay, put all the guardrails in, never go to the things that the other kids are going to, that's going to be tempting. That would be ideal, right? As a parent or as a Christian. So yes, we need to learn which boundaries to put in place. We need to learn what parts of our story we need to truly surrender to God and be okay with and break that shame down. We need to have ongoing support. And so whether you're a youth leader or you're a young teen or you're a parent, or I think what we need to understand about the younger generation is this is going to be a process. I cannot realistically, and some people don't like to hear this, expect to sit down with my teenagers or my 20-year-old sons and say, let me tell you all the things that work and don't work as a Christian. Here are the guardrails. Here are the, you know, here's the covenant eyes, and here's the, you know, I can't do that and expect them to just be like, okay, they're not going to struggle anymore. It's unrealistic. And one of the most damaging things that church leaders told me back then, and even 10 years ago when I was a grown woman, was, are you sure you're praying enough? Are you sure you're in your word? Are you praying the armor of God over you? And at that point I had, as an adult, I had stopped drinking wine. I had canceled all my social media, all my TV. I read the entire Bible front to back. I was reading probably 50 to 70 chapters a day. And my church was still saying, are you sure you're trusting God? Are you sure you're putting enough faith in God to overcome these issues? And so what that made me start to feel was, I must be a really bad Christian. I don't have enough faith to move mountains because I'm not changing. I so needed the biblical truth and the practical tools. And so as young people, if you mess up, the best thing you can do is to not hold that secret, because secrets are going to be what keeps us stuck in addiction, in pain. And so having that support or having a safe person who understands that you can say, even if I mess up, I'm going to go to this person and we're going to have a plan in place. We can get our recovery action plan out. We can check our internet usage and see, where did I find a loophole and how can I do better next time? And that's okay that it's a process and an onion we're going to peel to get to those root issues.
I think that's great advice for our listeners out there. I mean, this really is a journey. It's a process. And unfortunately, unlike social media, there's no quick fix in this scenario. So, yeah. I mean, God can do anything. So I will never, you know, box him in. He can do anything, but there's usually a process involved in this. And so I just think that's beautiful. And I think it's a good reminder, because in our instant gratification world, like, yeah, overcoming these challenges is going to take a little effort and a little time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, we have actually reached the end of our episode today, so I want to give you a last opportunity to kind of share with our listeners, you know, one major kind of call to action or inspirational word that you can just share with them as we close out.
Okay. If you're struggling, or if you have a part of your life where you feel like nobody can know this, I'm the only one, any kind of secret, I would just so encourage you to find one person that's safe to share this with, to not carry secrets. And as a parent or leader of our young people, to not be afraid to use your story from their age to help them understand that you get it. And if you need help processing your story or knowing which pieces are okay to share, then find help for yourself and start going through group to be able to tell your story in a coherent way that helps our youth.
Excellent. Thank you. Ashley, if our listeners want to get in touch with you or find, you know, resources through Pure Desire, how do they do that?
Yeah, we have all kinds. So I would just say the main website, which is puredesire.org, not com, puredesire.org. And then we have our store page where you can find our groups. We have our join a group page where you can find a local church group or one of our online groups. They can email me directly at ashleyj@puredesire.org. One of my favorite things is just hearing their troubles, hearing their story, and then helping them find their next step. So email me directly or just go to our site.
Awesome. We'll make sure that we put all those links in the show notes for our listeners so that after you are done driving, you can go home and log in and get those links. So thank you so much again for joining us today, Ashley. It's been really informative, and I hope it's been inspirational to some of the women and even the men out there that are listening to know that there is a way forward. There is hope. And I love that closing line that you had, don't keep secrets. I think that's a great call to action for 2024. Let's bring this stuff out in the open and change. All right. Well, thank you all for tuning into this episode of the Covenant Eyes podcast. And we are just so excited to have you joining us each week. Tune into our next episode. We've got more for the Women's History Month of March. And we want to just keep sharing and helping you grow. So take care. God bless.